this is Melanie from Stories and Songs Writing the Lyrics. Welcome to part 3 of our mini-series of attention-grabbing opening lines for our lyrics. Today, I'm gonna throw a lot of questions at you. Why? Well, stick around and you're about to find out. So the big question is this. How do singer-songwriters who want to keep writing their own lyrics and stay true to who they are without taking on an image the industry wants them to and who believe their songs have a greater purpose, how do they write lyrics in a way to help them stand out from the crowd yet still reach a larger audience and get skyrocketing sales? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Melanie Naumann, and welcome to the Stories and Songs podcast. Tell me, do you know? Hey, I ask you a question. It's rude if you don't answer me. And that's exactly why throwing a question at your audience is another powerful way to get someone's attention. It's in the human's nature, as the Germans say, dass wir unseren Senf dazugeben wollen. Or literally, add our mustard to something, meaning we want to put in one's two cents. So we love to show off with the answer and give our opinion. So just exploit that natural way of how people behave and ask your audience a question. And the great thing is, we all know it's impolite not to answer when someone asks us a question. So what a nice little cheeky way to wriggle our way into the consciousness of our listeners, pull their attention to our question, and let them find an answer to our intriguing question while we elaborate on what's going on. After all, even if people want to help out and put in their two cents, they don't want to look bad or stupid by giving the wrong answer. So if they are unsure of what's the right or wrong answer, they will keep listening to better understand the context of what's going on. And that is your chance, now that you have hooked them with your intriguing question, to keep them engaged through the power of storytelling in your lyrics and provide a meaningful takeaway that is, surprisingly, the answer to the question you ask them. And you don't have to state it explicitly, but you will either let them come up with the answer that feels right to them, or what they take away from the song is like a nagging feeling that they should really think about what you said and reflect it on their own life. Cool, right? Two amazing ways to impact their lives and give them a nudge to rethink a certain part or situation in their lives. So the intriguing question is really amazing because you just ask someone a question and people start thinking about it. And as long as they think about what the answer could be because they don't want to say something or come to a conclusion that might be wrong, they will keep listening until you have elaborated more about that question. And so they will stay engaged in your lyrics. So that's why the intriguing question is a wonderful way to grab the attention of your audience. And when using the intriguing question as an attention-grabbing opening line, start your lyrics by asking your audience a question. It's because it's in our nature to want to put in our two cents, or as we Germans say, add our mustard to something. And here are some great ways how you can ask an intriguing question in your lyrics beginning. So, for example, you can ask a rhetorical question. The key here is that the listener should have some doubt if the answer they want to give is truly the answer that they should give. For example, look at this song, I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles. He sings, well, she was just 17. You know what I mean. So when we think about that, we should just not say our answer straight away, like nodding, yes, we know what you mean, because we don't know what that really implicates. So yeah, let's just wait and see what they are really meaning by that. Or you can also ask a provoking question in which you question the answer people would normally give. Okay? For example, Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. He sings, so you think you can tell heaven from hell? So that's a provoking question in which you question the answer people would normally give. And you can also ask something very specific. Since people don't know what you're referring to right away, they are very inclined to listen to you tell them more about that specific date, occasion, or place you mentioned. For example, the song September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. They sing, Do you remember the 21st night of September? And it's like, oh, that's very specific. Can you please elaborate more about this? Because I don't know what you mean. So yes, you can also ask something very specific to get their attention and keep them wondering about what you mean. Another way to use the intriguing question for your song's opening line is you can also, in contrast to the specific one, you can also ask a very broad question. So same as having no information, sometimes having too much insight into something can also keep us from answering straight away, because we need some guidance to better understand the specificity of the broad topic. For example, most famous song, probably one of the most famous songs ever, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. They sing, "Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?" So that's a very broad question, so we need more context and to be able to answer that question. Now, last but not least, you can also ask a question that no earthly being can truly answer and prove to be correct at the same time. So look at the song, the wonderful song, Angel by Robbie Williams. He sings, "I sit and wait, does an angel contemplate my fate?" So we can't answer that question, but we are still intrigued to hear more about this. And lastly, you can also ask a question that does not have a right or wrong answer and only allows an opinion. For example, how many roads must a man walk before you can call him a man? You can find this line in the song Times They Are Changing by Bob Dylan. But here's something to note when you use the intriguing question as an attention-grabbing opening line. So in order to make your question truly intriguing, you should combine it with one of the other powerful ways to grab your audience's attention, which means, after all, a question that promises something more is why we are inclined to hear more about why that question was asked. Okay, I just want to throw this out there. But now, fun part again, let's talk about some more amazing song examples that start with an intriguing question. Do you know some? Maybe it's in my list. So let's start with the song Basket Case by Green Day. They sing, "Do you have the time to listen to me whine?" That's a simple yes or no answer, but still we are not really sure. Shall we say yes or no? You want to hear more about this? Or let's look at the song, "Am I Loud and Clear or Am I Breaking Up?" You can find this one in Swing Life Away by Rise Against. Or look at the song, Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. He sings, "Hello, is there anybody in there?" Or look at the song Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. "Please allow me to introduce myself. Will you or will you not? Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my crazy smile?" That's the funny line from Grace Kelly by Mika. Or what about the question, "Am I more than you bargained for yet?" You can find this one in Sugar We Are Going Down by Fall Out Boy. Or one of the songs I listened to a lot when I was a teenager. It starts with, "He was a boy, she was a girl, can I make it any more obvious?" Yes, that's Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. Or look at the song, "How Can I Just Let You Walk Away?" Which is from Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now by Phil Collins. Do you know how the song Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd starts? Yes. "If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me?" Independent Woman by Destiny's Child starts with, "Question, tell me what you think about me." Though that's quite provoking and forthcoming and direct, like, oh, you want me to say. Okay. Or look at the song Close to You by The Carpenters. "Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?" Well, that's an interesting question. I have no idea. Tell me more about this. And lastly, let's look at the song Ordinary World by Green Day. They start the song with, "Where can I find the city of shining light in an ordinary world?" Well, can any earthly being really answer this question? It's so important. I want to know the answer to that, because I can say straight away, I have absolutely no idea, but please tell me more about this. And that's the job of an intriguing question, right? Tell me more. So that's why the listener wants to keep listening. Now, as we have gone through some possible ways of attention-grabbing opening line techniques in this mini-series, We have discovered the beginning of a lyric is designed to grab the audience's attention and make them interested in what we have to say. We have to make them curious and so involved in the song's character's situation that they want to keep listening until the song's end to find out how that one thing, which we hooked them with, how that one thing is resolved. So we have to start strong. The song's beginning does not only have to hook our audience and pull them into our song's character situation. We also have to make it clear to our audience what kind of story they are being told or what kind of universal human need our character situation belongs to. Therefore, the hook at the beginning lets the listener know what kind of story or lyric narrative they will experience in the song. So engaging a listener means involving them emotionally in the narrative that will follow. They must be interested in the main character and the adventure they are about to embark on. And the audience must be curious about whether the main character will get what they want or need. And as a reminder, the beginning of a lyric narrative should therefore establish the point of view and empathy for the main character, reveal the story's content genre and the core values of the chosen genre. It should introduce the main character and their world, give them a goal and a strong reason why, and place a question in the audience's mind to keep them interested. And lastly, also to hint or show forces of antagonism that stand in the character's way. And by starting with an intriguing question, you immediately place that question in your audience's mind. So you can do that by either asking a rhetorical question. You can ask a provoking question in which you question the answer people would normally give. You can also ask something very specific, like since people don't know what you're referring to right away, they are very inclined to listen to you tell them more about that specific date, occasion, or place that you mentioned. On the contrary, you can also ask a very broad question where the listener needs some specificity first so that they can understand what that broad topic is aiming at first. And last but not least, you can also ask a question that no earthly being can truly answer and prove to be correct at the same time. And you can also ask a question that does not have a right or wrong answer and only allows an opinion. And as you might have figured out, there's also another way. You can just ask a simple yes or no question, like, do you have the time to listen to me, Ryan? When you're not really sure about what answer you should give, or am I loud and clear or am I breaking up? Should you say yes or no? So like when you wonder about that, what's the right answer? Then you definitely have an intriguing question. Now lastly, if you are enjoying this mini series of attention-grabbing opening lines, I have a favor to ask you. So if you like the show, it's safe to assume there are others out there like you who would also enjoy the show. Please help me find them. Help me spread the word. So just rate and review the show on your favorite podcasting platform. Those people will appreciate it. And there are 6 more powerful ways of attention-grabbing opening lines left. And if you help me reach 20 reviews, I will share with you 2 more attention-grabbing opening line techniques. So thank you so much for your support. So much appreciated. I appreciate you. And now if you have a minute, please rate and review the podcast right now to help me spread the word about the power of storytelling and lyric writing. Thank you so much. I appreciate this. Melanie.